Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting 6th. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting 7th. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting 8th. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hadley Senby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hadley Senby. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rein moves to third. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp takes first base on ball 4. Rothrock moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney strikes out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hadley Senbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senbi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rhein hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Van Camp hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Sweeney scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Hadley Senbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senbi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee Senbi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-2 in the game. Reeves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Van Camp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Rothrock moves to third. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Averill reaches second base with a double. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hodley Senbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senbi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee Senbi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 3 in the game. Reeves hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rein takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rein moves to second. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Van Camp hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rein scores. Rothrock moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Sewell to Com. The throw back to home, and Rothrock is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Ed Montague. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. We'll see more now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Willie Com. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. George Detour now playing third base. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill throws the ball into Burnett, who tags Oliver trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick bunts towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Reeves covering, for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wilsey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-4 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rein strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reeves. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Detower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Porter. The throw from Berry and he is out, Rein applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Van Camp takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Van Camp moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Van Camp scores. Sweeney moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.